question. So, looks like we've opened up a small can of worms here. If you've got uppity neighbors, rowdy neighbors, not really good conforming neighbors, how do you address it? That was the question we asked this morning. Well, let's take a listen.
Hi, guys. I do have an inconsiderate neighbor like that. Mm. She actually was mowing her lawn during my dad's funeral. So you can actually believe how inconsiderate she is. Nevertheless, I gave up trying to communicate with her. So now I just throw my trash over the wall.
Oh, wow. That escalated quickly.
Guys, we have got a brand new reality show here on our hands. Neighbor Wars.
Yo. Yes, it's started a movement.
No, but mowing the lawn during a funeral, that is all kinds of wrong. That has crossed every line.
Yeah, so you deserve the trash. But then,
no, were there two wrongs? Yes, we learned. Only in maths do two negatives make a positive.
See, that's when you call the cops, bro.
Is that the point where you call
bro, that's so disrespectful, bro.
Okay. Well, like, mowing the lawn during a funeral, call the cops, or rubbish over the wall, call the cops? At which point do you call the cops?
No, it's sort of the grass.
The mowing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Darren, how's it? It's Greg in Waterfall.
How's it, Greg in Waterfall?
I've always thought of you as a really intelligent, clever oak, but today you've said something that's going to make me second guess myself.
All right.
You're going to wait 3 nights to go and tell a neighbor who's been letting off fireworks every night to please tone it down. You're going to wait 3 nights. What the hell's the matter with you, Darren?
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I'd be there within 4 or 5 hours of him doing that. Come on, isn't that the logical thing to do? Why would you want to wait 3 days?
Yeah, see, Greg was with me, bro, like 100%.
So you got over this the first day?
Yeah.
See, you know, this is, okay, I'll help you, Greg. This is what happens, right? Day one is, okay, you're observing a festival. I get that. That's your thing. That's your culture. I don't want to get in the way of the tick. Day two, maybe you had a couple of grand left over of your fireworks and you want to extend your festival because you didn't get your fill the day before. All right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Day three, I'm like, maybe my neighbor has like serious, you know, arsonistic tendencies. Is this really the person I want to confront face to face? But that's the internal debate that happens inside my head. And it's at that point that I ask the question, do I intervene? That's why I'm asking this right now. Do I confront said neighbor? Do I speak in the group? Do I phone Kerry Miller and say, hey, Mills, come on over?
Get the hooks.
Come with the hooks.
Do that thing you do.
Well, we've got someone on the line this morning, Norman. Good morning, Norman.
Hey, how's it? Good morning.
Morning. So, Norman, what's your vibe? Neighbors, are you a bad neighbor? Do you have a bad neighbor?
Well, actually, Kerry, to be honest, I am Darren's neighbor.
No, you're not. Norman, John's my neighbor.
Yeah, but I live 2 houses down, Darren.
Oh.
I know your road, and I'm not going to say it necessarily on radio.
Thank you very much, Norman.
I have the courtesy of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, it's actually not that easy to say because I've been, you know, I suppose Darren's a bit of a big star and everything.
Suppose.
But he's a really inconsiderate neighbor. I've thought about saying this face to face.
What did I do?
Dude, like seriously, you're not even on the WhatsApp group that we're running.
Literally not on the WhatsApp group.
No, you know why? We actually kicked him off the WhatsApp group.
What did I do wrong?
It's actually not a laughing matter. You know what? It's seriously not a laughing matter.
Stop.
Seriously, do you want to take this call or not?
Yeah, no, I'll take the call, Norman.
Do you take your neighbor seriously?
Yes, I do. I have a WhatsApp. We have a WhatsApp group.
Well, we actually got you off the WhatsApp group because you drive your car, that sponsored car, whatever, like a maniac through the street.
Yeah.
You park on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know, you've got weird people coming to your house at like, I don't know, I saw that blue Volkswagen with the music and old Volkswagen.
Darren, is this for real?
Norman.
It is for real. I'm telling you it's for real. And you know what, Darren, you can laugh, you can sit there and laugh, but you got to also consider how your neighbors respond to the noise you make, okay? The fact I've seen you swimming in your Speedo. No, you know what? If you guys are just going to laugh at this, actually, why take the call?
I know. I apologize, Norman.
You're power mongers. You know that?
Power mongers?
Yes. You get your heads get all big because you're some guy on the radio or whatever. You can't park normally on the verge. You can't recycle. You don't even recycle your stuff on the verge properly, bro.
Do you stop, Darren, bro?
It's all in the wrong bags. And then you let the monkeys throw open. And that's why the lady's been throwing food into your garden because
she knows.
Oh, hectic. You see, now, Norman, this is how I know that you're not taking things seriously, because I haven't swum in my Speedo in 2 years. I have board shorts now.
Yeah.
So I know that maybe this is not a recent update.
Maybe it is a mate of yours. Maybe it is a mate of yours. I don't know. And I'm just telling you how people in the area take you. And if you want to take that as a laughing matter, that's cool. If you want to actually accept, you know, that, then let's talk. Let's, you know, don't just ignore me next time when I try and stop and check you in the street. You're always in a rush.
Yeah.
You're always driving far. And you know what?
Okay, Norman. Norman, I hear your call. And next time you stop to chat to me on the road, I will take a moment and we'll chat.
No,
fair
you need
enough?
To move, Darren. This is weird.
Norman, bro.
Yeah,
bro. And also, like, cheer up with the Bucks won the World Cup.
It's changed with the curtains open.
Oh, and by the way, Norman.
Yeah.
You just sound remarkably like a friend of ours called Ben Foss. Is there any way that you have any, you know him at all, or you have any resemblance to him? Because no. I know this name.
Norman, do you have a beard?
Whatever. Bye.